Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Friday, April 15th, 2020. Happy Good Friday. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider and never miss a show. Today we have a very special guest. Founded in 2010 by celebrity designer Angela Renee, Renee Tyler creates custom contemporary designs for women sizes 12 and above. Renee Tyler designs have been worn by celebrities including Laverne Cox, Dulce Salon, Mary Lambert, Marsha Ambrosius, and most recently Vivica A. Fox. The brand was featured on the critically acclaimed AMC television series Dietland, featuring Juliana Margulies and Joy Nash. In 2016, Renee Tyler made history as the first ever plus-size brand to show at LA Fashion Week. Inspired by the belief that high-end fashion should be inclusive for women of all shapes and sizes, she opened the first ever plus-size boutique on the Las Vegas Strip at the Grand Canal Shops at the Venetian Resort. In 2020, the boutique opened at the Fashion Show Mall. Her Noir et Blanc collection debuted in New York at the Oxford Fashion Studio at Pier 59 Studios, making her the only brand to showcase an all plus-size collection for the fall and winter 2020 season. She believes whether you're a size 4 or 24, fashion is for everyone. Angela Renee is a finalist for the Cultivate Award Year 2 presented by the Curvy Fashionista with founding sponsor Eloquy, and we are so excited to have her on the show today. Let's welcome Angela Renee. Hi,
Shanice.
Hi.
Happy Good Friday.
Yes, what a good day to have you on the show. This is
special. It's a great day to be on the show.
Yes. So, before you got into the fashion industry, tell us about your background and what you were doing.
Sure. Well, before I got into fashion, I've always loved fashion and always really liked to sew. I was a manicurist. I was in the beauty business, and I had been a manicurist since right out of college. You know, I went to college for 1 year, and I was like, this is not for me. I've always been into beauty and fashion. So I became a manicurist, and I was a manicurist for over 20 years. And after my son was born, I had went into like home daycare with children because I wanted to be with my son, and then eventually became a nanny. And while I was a nanny, that's when I was able to work part-time and build my business and start Purple Diva Designs, which was my very first brand and my first label as a plus-size designer.
So you've had multiple careers. What inspired you to turn over and say, I want to be a plus-size fashion designer?
Well, since I sewed, I had, you know, started, like, you know, I would make my clothes and I would make certain things. And for me, it was very difficult because it was just really hard back then to really find fashionable clothes in my size that were not matronly or dowdy or just didn't really flatter my figure. So I started making things. And when I would wear something out, people started asking me, you know, where'd you buy that? I really like what you're wearing. And it just clicked that other women were wanting what I wanted. So that kind of was the catalyst to get me going to actually start the brand. And I just started making clothes, and I would make custom designs for women, and it just took off from there.
So what was your biggest obstacle getting your brand off the ground initially?
Well, initially, you have to remember back then in the there wasn't really any social media. You know, there was no Instagram. There was, I don't even know if Facebook was, maybe Facebook was just kind of barely getting started. So it was more of a word of mouth. It was more, I had to really network and I had to meet people, you know, like yourself and like Marie and other people who were in the industry to really help me promote my brand, because back then, I mean, there wasn't anything. I mean, you only had very few bloggers. You only had very few outlets. You had, like, Plus Model Magazine and a few others, but there weren't a lot of avenues for indie designers like myself to really put themselves out there. So that was really one of the biggest challenges back then.
And that was 10 years ago, you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, yes, 10 years ago. That was like, well, I'm going on my 12th year now. I mean, time is flying by with COVID and everything. It's like 2 years have just flashed by. But I'm, you know, now this is 12 years for me. So back then, it really, really was difficult. There weren't you didn't have the avenues. It was really a word of mouth and who you knew in the industry.
So fast forward to current day, what have been some of your biggest accomplishments as a designer now?
Well, as a designer for me, I mean, I've had a few that have just really been amazing. I was able to show several years, 2015, 2018, and 2019 at Art Hearts Fashion. That was the first major platform for me as on a more mainstream level as a plus-size designer, because at that time in L.A., they weren't showing anybody. So that was major. And also when we did, and you were part of that too, because you were the host of that show, when we did Hot Curves L.A. Fashion Week. And that was mm-hmm. the first ever plus-size show in Los Angeles during L.A. Fashion Week that featured all indie designers, pretty much all indie designers. I think we had maybe one or two that were major companies, but the majority of them were indie designers. We did it 2 years in a row, and that was something that had never been done in L.A. So that was just really a breakthrough point for me that led me to get to Hot Curves. Also, to be able to be featured on Dietland, that was a network television show. Juliana Margaret Lees mentioned my name on the show. It was just, that was really something special for me, because I had actually made it to my brand had actually made it to a network television show. And then, of course, New York Fashion Week. We did New York Fashion Week 2 years in a row. We featured all plus-size models, and that hadn't been done. So there are a lot of firsts for us that I'm very, very proud of, and as well as I did a show here called 40 Plus Divas, which features women over 40. We had women from 40 all the way up to 80 years of age, and this was a collab that I did that featured women over 40, because I believe one of my main things that I really want to stress in the industry is that plus-size women are all ages. And, you know, you need to cater to, of course, there are the 20-year-olds who are plus size, but there are also the 60, the 70-year-olds that are plus size. So that is something that I'm just really proud of. And to, you know, have my clothes on certain designers and, I mean, sorry, on certain celebrities as a designer, that really, really means a lot to me. And I'm very, very proud of that.
Now, you don't think one of your biggest accomplishments is your boutique on the Las Vegas Strip?
Oh, I left that out. See, there's, I totally left that out. Yes, that was a little. See, you know me too well, and you know that, you know, today's Friday, and I'm at the store right now, and I'm in between working, so I had my brain had a kind of brain freeze there. But absolutely, that was kind of a fluke. When I relocated from L.A. to Vegas, my business was really growing, and I didn't have the e-commerce working the way that I wanted to, and I knew that people needed to find out about me. So I was able to open a space over at the Venetian Resort and the Grand Canal Shops. We were there, but we wanted to get to the mall, and Fashion Show Mall is the number one mall here in Las Vegas. We're right there across from the Wynn Hotel. I'm next door to Louis Vuitton. I'm like four stores down from Neiman Marcus, and it is a very high traffic mall that has really helped my brand get the exposure that it needs, where women can come in and try on, and, you know, it's women from all over the world, because everyone comes to Las Vegas. Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, and people come here all the time. So you're right. That is really one of the major, major accomplishments, and I'm really glad I made it through COVID, and we're still here. We're still going strong, and our brand is really growing and getting out there where it normally would not, just with e-commerce.
Absolutely. That's a big accomplishment.
Yes, because brick and mortar, you know, a lot of people said, oh, brick and mortar is dead. And I believe that you still, you know, with women wanting to try on clothing, nothing wrong with e-commerce, definitely, because I shop e-commerce all the time, but I feel that I hear it from women all the time. I'm so glad you have this store. I can come in. I can try on clothing. I can see what it looks like on my body. I don't have to worry about sending it back, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But it's very satisfying when people come in and say, hey, this is a place for me. I'm so glad you have a store like this. I wish it was in my city or I wish it was in my country. And that just is what makes me love what I do, because I know women are feeling good about what we have to offer, and they're excited about it just like we are.
So as a designer, what do you think mm-hmm. makes your designs stand out from others?
Well, I think because, I mean, my real design aesthetic is I love evening, I love bridal, I love all the glam stuff. So I think right now I'm feeling a niche that needs to be filled, because a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of contemporary, there's a lot of ready-to-wear, but evening wear to me in the plus industry is really, really lacking. And I think that's what makes my brand stand out, because I provide women with with the red carpet glam. I mean, we do, you know, we've done, you know, like the Oscar after party. We just did Amber Riley. She went to the Elton John after party in our gown. She did the Essence, Women of, I forget the name of the actual event, but
Women in Hollywood,
you know,
I think.
Thank you. That's exactly what it is, Women in Hollywood. So she was a part of that. And then we have other women who may not be as famous, but who go to these events, who go to galas and go to red carpet events that need really glam and, beautiful high-end fashion. And I think that's what sets us apart. And then we also do bridal, because of course in Vegas, a lot of people come to Vegas and get married, and they need a gown. Sometimes, I mean, we have people who come here and say, oh, you know what, we decided to get married while we're here, I need a gown, and I'm a size 22. You know, you only have a few options, but they want something different and unique, and that's why they come to us. So we're really feeling that need in the bridal market as well. So I'm just excited that we're able to do what we do, and I feel that's what kind of separates us from the other brands.
Oh, I never thought about this. They would come there looking for a bridal gown. I thought they just get married in their just jeans and T-shirts that they come there.
Oh, no, they come and they get married. And I mean, they, you know, you'd be surprised. I just did a custom gown. It was a gown. If you go to our social media, you'll see it. It was a gown that was the beautiful model Jihan. She wore it at New York, and there was a young lady that came in, and she was like a size. She was probably like a 6'8", and she was like, "I love this gown so much. I love it. I love it. I love it. I want it for my wedding." So I had to take it apart and redo it for her, and she wore it on her wedding, and she's like a size 6'8". So it just goes to show you just never know. I mean, like I always say, fashion's for everyone. You just never know who's going to come into the store, what they're going to want, and to be able to feel that need is just, you know, it's just a blessing, and it's wonderful for our brand.
Interesting. So what is the size range? Well, I guess the size range can be customized if you're taking stuff apart.
Yes, we do. You know, the brand is really, when I say 12 and above, I mean, we have some size. We have, like, some sizes like 8s and 10s. But really, and it's hard to believe that a 6 and an 8 is considered plus size, because sample size is 0 to 4. So if you're over a size 4, you're really considered plus, which is ridiculous, but it is what it is. And but we do 12 and above. So we go right now in the store, I have sizes up to 6X in some designs. But we can do, you know, we do custom, and we're trying, the whole goal of the brand is to be able to manufacture so that the Renee Tyler Plus brand is in every size. You know, it doesn't have to be a custom. You can come and get something right off the rack and know that you're getting a quality product that's made in the USA, that's sustainable and made ethically and beautiful.
Right. And so what's your price point?
Price point right now is anywhere from, I would say, you know, we have dresses starting like about $89, and then we have dresses up to $2,500, depending on what type of gown, and even more if somebody wants something custom and more elaborate. But there's a price range for everyone, and even people come in and say, oh, your prices are a lot cheaper than I thought they would be, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to provide something for everyone because we know in these economic times that everybody can't afford a $2,000 gown or a $10,000 gown, but we want to give them something beautiful to make them feel good in and know that they can afford it.
Right, and then you want something in case someone hits the casino and then wants something
exactly.
fancy.
Exactly, and that used to happen to us all the time when we were over at the when we were at the Grand Canal. There were a lot of people that would come in, and I had one where the guy came in. He had this big roll of cash, and he was like, "Go in here and buy whatever you want." So, I mean, that's Vegas for you. So, you need to be ready for those opportunities, and they do come in every now and then. We do get those, so that's fun.
Now, you are a finalist for the Cultivate Award Year 2, presented by the Curvy Fashionista with Eloquii as the founding sponsor. So how excited are you about that?
You have no idea. I am so excited about that because this is an opportunity of a lifetime. I mean, a dream come true to be able to collaborate with Eloquii and to be able to have a capsule collection with them, get their expertise, their knowledge, and to be able to have a brand like that mentor me and show me the things that I need to know so that I can take my brand to the next level. It's just, I'm over the moon over it. I can't even tell you. It's just an opportunity. It's, you know, for Eloquii to help BIPOC, you know, designers, to, you know, women of color. You know, it's just been really a lot of talk about that, you know, over the last few years. There were a lot of companies that were saying, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to help these designers and these designers of color, and it was great, and people jumped on the bandwagon, and then it just kind of fizzled out. But they're still going strong. We're here at year 2. Hopefully we'll look up and it'll be year 10 and they're still doing this, because this is going to help so many of us that really need the help and the guidance of a major brand like an Eloquii. So I can't thank Marie and Eloquii enough for this opportunity. It's just an amazing. It will take my brand to the next level. The exposure even would just be incredible.
Absolutely. And this competition was created especially for Black, Indigenous, and people of color, plus size
right.
designers. Now, being a part of this demographic, do you feel there's a lack of opportunities for you in the fashion community, which is why this opportunity is so important?
Yes, absolutely, because to be honest with you, I'm not saying that there aren't others that are out there, but I don't know of any. I'm not saying that they don't exist, but this is the only opportunity on a major level like this that I've heard of, and I think it's great because we need this, because there's so many, you know, now with fast fashion and so many brands that have copied indie designers, it's hard to get out there and get the exposure that so many of us deserve that we don't get. So I am so excited, and I hope that other people will do what Eloquii is doing, because it can really help a lot of people and change their lives. It really could. So I'm glad. I hope it continues, and I hope more brands continue to do the same thing.
Absolutely. Now tell us how having a capsule collection with Eloquii would be a game changer for your brand.
Oh my God. I mean, I've bought clothes from Eloquii. I'm on their mailing list. I see the clothes that they do, and they're so beautiful, and they're so well done. And just to, you know, click on there and see something that I'm a part of, that I collaborated on, I mean, that would be amazing. But just the fact that it's represented by a brand that makes beautiful clothes, I mean, makes really, really good clothes, makes really, you know, extended sizes, which to me is so important. That's something that I really, really want to work on, because, you know, most brands, if you order from a manufacturer, it's going to be a 1 through a 3X, and you hope that 3X is a good 3X. True to size, you know. I've worked with other brands and other brands that have helped me that have a little bit more of an extended sizes, but it's really, really important because they're women, you know, that are a 4X and a 5X, and they're stylish, and they want to be fashionable, and they want to have beautiful clothes that fit them that aren't too tight. And I think this is exactly what is definitely needed. And this would be, you know, so amazing for me as a designer to be able to do that. So I'm just like, I'm over the moon. I can't tell you. I could just pinch myself. I can't believe it's happening.
So for an indie designer, it's hard to do those extended sizes without having a bigger budget?
Yeah, bigger budget. Then you have to get the fit models because you want to make sure that the clothes fit right, because that's a lot of the problem, especially with fast fashion or clothes that are made overseas. A lot of the models are smaller, or they're junior plus. They're not really plus size, what I would call plus sizes. Like, say you get a 1X or a 3X. A 3X may be a 2X.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so they're not really sized properly. So I think that is one thing that I really, as an indie designer, would want to see. I want to see the clothes graded better. They need to really fit a woman's body and fit them properly, because a lot of times they really, really don't. So that is something that I feel that is so important.
And fit is something Eloquy does very well.
They do. I mean, I have to admit, they really, really, really do. And I'm thankful for the opportunity. And I also wanted to mention Melissa Mercedes. Her collection launched yesterday, and it's really, really beautiful. So I'm so excited for her, and I'm so excited for all of us, all the other people who were also nominated, and you know, this, we're all in this together, and I'm wishing all of everybody well, and I just want to see more collabs with other designers, because I think, you know, we're all in this together, and I think we can really help each other out. I think it would be really, really amazing if we could get together and do other things so that everyone is supported within the industry.
Absolutely. And so in addition to this competition, who are other people in the industry you're looking to collaborate with?
Well, you know, you and I had talked about doing something together.
Yeah.
But I love Renee Cavaro. I love her. She has been a maid to me. She is like this fearless Energizer Bunny that is out there really trying to change the industry. She makes great, unusual pieces. She's somebody that I really would love to, collaborate with. I would love to see, to be able to collaborate with more of the high-end designers. Why can't a Christian Siriano or, say, a Ralph and Russo or a Carolina Herrera or someone? I mean, now they're making, Christian Siriano was one of the first to really, you know, put that out there, as were some others. But now they're more mainstream designers who are making plus. I mean, you see Precious Lee walking in all these fashion shows. It's like, it would be great for them to collaborate and say, hey, you know, I want to do this collection with an indie designer. Why not? You know, so I feel like there's so many opportunities. I just recently met Gabby Fresh. I've known Gabby in the industry for years, but I never met her. I would love to collab with her. I mean, there's so many different, like I Am Beauty Curve, Stylish Curve. There's so many great bloggers that are out there that are in the influencers, because right now that seems to be who's driving the industry. So I would love to work with some influencers as well and do some collabs with them. So I think there's so many opportunities. The sky's the limit right now, because the plus industry is on fire. And to keep the momentum going, it's important to have a quality product to deliver to the consumer.
So what is the ultimate goal of your brand?
The ultimate goal of my brand would be to have, like, I have, my store is a pretty large store, and I have a very small team that I work with where I'm sewing, but now I don't even have time to do much sewing anymore. So I have people who help me with the design. So I have people who are sewing for me. It would be wonderful. I would love my store to have nothing but Renee Tyler. I would love you to walk into the store and every single thing you pick up is manufactured by me. That would be my ultimate goal, to do that, to be able to have maybe a couple of flagship stores across the country. Houston, Texas, believe it or not, is my number one market that comes
really
to Las Vegas. you would think New York, you would think Chicago, not that those don't come in, but Houston, Texas, the South. I have
Houston. I got to tell you something offline about an event coming up in Houston, Texas.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that for sure because we're thinking about doing something down there as well, so that's perfect. But also in Canada, the Canadians, when I opened my first store, when I opened the store at the Grand Canal, my first client was from Canada. I have more Canadians that come here because it's so cheap to fly here. So a lot of them come here for vacations a lot. And now that everything is open with the travel, they're coming even more. But Canada and Mexico are two of my most frequent consumers and shoppers with me. So it would just be great to be able to have a couple of more flagship stores and really to have more women be able to have the Renee Tyler experience and be able to, come in and shop with us and really get the, just get comfortable in their skin. Not that they're not, but there's so many women who are like, oh, you know what, this, I never can wear this. This is not going to look right on me. You know, we have a great team here. I have Jada here who's a stylist. She's amazing. She really works with the women to style them, to help them with shoes and bags and accessories so that they can look amazing and feel comfortable in their bodies, because it's really, really hard for plus size women when it comes to shopping. And we've come a long way, but we have a long way to go when it comes to body image and body positivity. So my goal is to just really have the Renee Tyler brand manufactured and to be able to have multiple locations for them to shop as well as online.
So do you have anything else happening that we can be on the lookout for?
Well, we have a few things that are coming up that I can't really talk about, but a lot of a new collection coming out. We're going to wait and see what happens with the Cultivate. We're keeping our fingers crossed with that. And just keeping new fashion, coming out with new ideas, new designs, and really trying to get more of our brand exposure and get everyone out there knowing who Renee Tyler is.
So before you go, tell us your official website and social media pages.
Okay, sure. It's www.reneetyler.com, and that's Renee with one E, R-E-N-E-T-Y-L-E-R.com. Facebook is Renee Tyler Official. Instagram is Renee Tyler Official. Twitter is _Renee_Tyler_, and TikTok is Renee Tyler Plus Size.
And is the voting still open? Are we supposed to
no,
be voting?
No, the voting's closed, but you can watch the show live, which is going to be amazing, which is going to be on Saturday the 23rd. I'm sorry, I don't know the time. I forget the time, but
6 p.m.
We'll have all
6 p.m.
Of that.
Eastern
yeah,
6, time.
6 p.m. Eastern, yeah, 6 p.m. Eastern, so you'll be able to watch it live. You'll find out about the voter's choice. You'll find out more about the whole experience and what we've gone through and who the winners are.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It was great.
Yeah.
I mean, I know about you, but anytime I interview somebody, you always learn more. So it was still
good.
Oh, absolutely.
And I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. And thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, good luck. And we will
thank
be watching
you.
Saturday, April 23rd, 6 p.m.
Yes.
Eastern Time on Facebook Live, the Cultivate Awards Year
Yay.
2. Presented by the Curvy Fashionista and founding sponsor, Eloquy. Okay, we will be tuning in. Thank you for being on the show and continued
sure.
success with everything.
Thank you. Same to you. Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.